This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Donald Trump is moving Space Command from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama. The president announced the move today while flanked by the Secretary of Defense and Alabama lawmakers. Trump singled out Colorado's vote-by-mail election system as a reason for making the move, attacking it as corrupt. Audits and investigations have shown the security of Colorado's mail ballots. The president also noted he won Alabama by nearly 50 points in the last election, but said that didn't influence his decision. Colorado's elected leaders have argued for years that making Colorado Springs the command's permanent home would be the best fiscal and strategic decision for the military. But military leaders said today Alabama makes better sense. As Denver eliminates hundreds of city jobs, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports one group of city employees is set to see raises.
Council is considering a contract between the Denver Police Union and the city. If passed, officers will receive raises over the next 3 years. Mayor Mike Johnston says the city has seen the nation's largest drop in homicides, and he doesn't want to abandon his crime-fighting strategy. But criminal justice advocates say officers, who saw no layoffs, should share in the city's sacrifices. They argue the mayor needs to better fund health and neighborhood resources that create public safety. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A study found a smartphone app reduced the chances that someone who'd previously attempted suicide would reattempt. The study was co-authored by researchers at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. The study was published last month in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers say the findings could usher in new forms of digital innovations to prevent suicide. This is CPR News and KRCC.